From Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1102nd consecutive performance of radio's oldest living broadcast, the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring the Wilburn Brothers.
Gone away from me, and I'm feeling mighty lonely. I'm down with misery. Every day I pray she'll come walking in. Someone else's love will be my love again. She'll be just fine alone. She'll be my very own. She won't someone else's love. Every day I pray she'll come walking in. Someone else's love will be my love again. She'll be just fine alone. She'll be my very own. Won't be someone else's love.
Our stars, the Wilburn Brothers, and one of their brand new hit recordings, Someone Else's Love. Well, welcome, Teddy and Doyle. Welcome once again to the Grand Ole Opry. Well, as usual, we're heading up a star-studded show featuring such Opry greats as Cousin Minnie Pearl, Archie Campbell, Grandpa Jones, Chet Atkins, the Jordanaires, Tommy Jackson and his fiddle, Ralph Sloan and all the Tennessee Travelers, and featuring as guest this evening, that good-looking, sweet-singing boy who hails from Bloomington, Indiana, Bobby Helms.
Bobby will be singing for us one of his great songs in just a few minutes, but meanwhile, we'll take time out to listen to the funny talk of the Opry's own funny man, Archie Campbell!
Howdy, Archie.
Hey, how do, boys? How are you?
Fine.
Glad to see you.
That's right. Good to be with you tonight, Archie.
Glad to be here. I've been out with my baseball girl tonight.
Why do you call her your baseball girl?
If you don't give her a diamond, she won't play a ball.
That's good.
Yeah, but she turned out to be a foul ball.
Oh,
I couldn't get to first base with her. Yeah, well, please. I made one error and she walked home.
Say, talking about walking home, I saw you walking down the street last night and you didn't have any clothes on, but you had a big barrel around you.
I saw that too.
You see me walking down the street with nothing on but a barrel?
That's right.
Well, I'll tell you, I'd been to a poker game.
A poker game?
Yeah.
I didn't even know you knew how to play poker.
I didn't, but Porter Wagner and them other two fellas, they knew how. Yeah, but she, my wife don't like for her husband to gamble, though.
Oh, she doesn't?
No, she. You know what a husband is, don't you?
No, what is a husband?
A husband is an old boyfriend with the nerve removed.
Hey, that's pretty sharp.
Well, I don't care what you say. Marriage is a great thing.
Marriage is a great thing. I agree with you there, Doyle. Marriage is a great thing. No family should be without it. Yes, that's the truth. Well, but talking about marrying, I had a friend of mine one time married a woman.
Well, I should hope so. I didn't know they married anything else but a woman.
Well, wait a minute, smart aleck. I had another friend one time that got married and didn't marry a woman.
Oh?
Well, it was my aunt. She married my uncle.
Well, a friend of mine got married one time, and I told him, When his first child was born, that I'd buy him something for his car.
Oh, now, that's nice.
When his first child was born, I bought him a radio for his car.
That's good. Comes in handy for the Opry and so forth.
When his second child was born, I bought him a mirror.
That's two. A mirror. Good. Good.
When his third child was born, I bought him some seat covers.
By that time, he'd need them, yeah.
When his fourth child was born, I bought him a set of tires.
Hey, that's good. They probably wore out by that time, isn't it?
When his fifth child was born, I bought him some hubcaps.
Bought him some hubcaps. Five children, hubcaps.
But now I'm a little bit troubled.
Got a problem, huh?
I sure have.
What's the matter?
Well, I just got a telegram, and another child is on its way, and I can't think of what to get.
You've got him all those. You got six already.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what to get him.
What's that?
Get him a stoplight.
Thank you, Arch. Thank you so much. All right, Dawn.
Now, Grant, it's guest time on the show, and with all of our opera guests, they're such wonderful people. The boy that we have with us tonight is something extra special. So let's all give him a big round of applause and a regular Grand Ole Opry welcome. Here is Bobby Helms. Bobby, welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. We're mighty glad to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Doll. It's always an honor to be on the show with you and Teddy.
We know now that you got a brand new song out, but what we'd like to do is start out with one of your old songs, the one that sold over 1 million records not so far back. Bobby, how about singing for us Fräulein?
Far across deep blue water lives an old German's daughter by the banks of the old River Rhine, where I loved her and left her. I can't forget her. I miss my pretty Fräulein. Fräulein walked down by the river, pretend that your hand's holding mine. By the same stars above you, I swear that I love you. You are my pretty Fräulein. Fräulein, Fräulein, walk down by the river, pretend that your hand's holding mine. By the same stars above you, I swear that I love you. You are my pretty Fräulein.
With the Tennessee Bob White season opening up day after tomorrow, Grant, I reckon you're all set for some great hunting.
Well, quail hunting, yes, Doyle, but for smoking satisfaction and pleasure, my hunting days are over. Now I just load up my pipe with smooth-smoking Prince Sourbird and settle back and enjoy some of the greatest smoking comfort ever.
Well, naturally, Grant, everybody knows about that mild and mellow Prince Albert flavor, that downright satisfying taste that smokers prefer. That's one of the reasons why Prince Albert has become America's largest-selling smoking tobacco.
Right, and don't forget, Prince Albert is always fresh, crimp-cut, too, to burn steady and even without harsh bite or unpleasant hot spots.
Well, PA is perfect for the roll-your-own fan, too. Doesn't dribble out the ends, rolls easy, and most of all, smokes good and satisfying.
So pipe smokers are making men. Stop hunting for smoking pleasure and satisfaction. Try Prince Albert. The proof is in the puffin, and your own taste tells you why Prince Albert's got the flavor most favored in the USA.
Now here's Tommy
Willie Jackson and his fiddle, along with Ralph Sloan and the Tennessee Travelers, all set for some fine square dancing to the tune of Leather Riches.
So late down the ground, turn on gold, everybody back. On the go, to the end of the go, let it go, boy. Turn around, kid, and turn around, swing, everybody, and turn on the roof, everybody back. On the go, lady, honey, and start jumping around, all hands up and dance about. Ladies to the left and jump to the right, dance like a dance of a Saturday night. Turn around, you're going wrong, dance beneath your partner home. All when you meet a girl, smile, whirl her back to the wall. While everybody dancing on the door, she's kicking in a bit, but she's not door.
All right, thank you, Tommy and dancers. And now, Teddy, it's time that you and Doyle sang again.
We're ready, Grant, and we picked one of the numbers from our recent religious album, Living in God's Country. I'll never leave my God alone. Not for love and not for money will he ever be disowned. Not for me, I'll never leave my God alone. My life here may be a failure, and my dreams may not come true. Still, one day I'll smile. Life was given for me, and until he calls me on, I will give my life to him. I'll never leave my God alone.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. It's always a pleasure to sing for all of you nice people.
And speaking of pleasures, Doyle, it's always a pleasure to introduce our next entertainer, one of the truly great guitar players in this country, Chet Atkins and Tiger Rag.
Thank you, Chet Atkins. Thank you very much. A wonderful number. Now I know that all of you will agree with me when I say that our next entertainer is one of the Opry's all-time greats. That happy-go-lucky single girl from Grinder Switch, Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Howdy!
Howdy!
I'm just so proud to be here. Just before I come on the stage, I got a little note here that I guess it's from one of my admirers. I haven't read it yet. I'll read it. I don't know if I can read it or not. It's ripped pretty close to the paper here. It's a poem. It says, "To Minnie Pearl, violets are blue, roses are red. I need you like a hole in the head." Who in the world could have...
Hey, Minnie, I want to ask you...
Excuse me, Archie, I'm on the air. This is the Prince Albert Network show, and I'm busy. I wish you'd leave me alone.
Well, excuse
I'm trying
me,
to tell...
I don't mean to interrupt anything you've started or anything like. I'm just trying to be friendly.
Well, you are.
Well, I wanted to ask you a little question.
Well, what is it?
Well, you've had a lot of experience with courting and the sparking the fellers.
Ain't oh, you? Have I? Yeah. Experience? That's all I have had. Oh, good gracious. Yes, indeed. I've had several fellers on the go. That's
yeah?
the trouble. They kept on going. That was bad. Moving on.
Well, Minnie, what I want to ask you, I don't hardly know how to put this, but do you think if I ask a certain girl for a little kiss that she might give it to me?
Oh, would she? Oh, mercy, yes. Oh, goodness gracious, if you want to ask me. Oh, certainly, yes. Oh, go ahead. I'm all ears.
Yeah, I noticed that. If you fix that hair a little different, my
oh,
show.
Oh, shut up! You are so ugly to me. But I knew you wasn't going to kiss me. No. I'm way ahead of you fellas. You're not going to make fun of me, so you don't kiss me, I'll kiss you. That's for your birthday.
For my birthday?
The birthday kiss.
Lord, my birthday ain't till next July, man.
It ain't? Huh. Well, I ain't a girl to put off things till the last minute. But tell me, Archie, now, sure enough, I've had a hard time.
Yeah.
And I've tried so hard. What could I do to make the fellas fall for me?
Make the fellas fall for you?
Yes.
Let me see. Get on a football team.
Oh, Archie. I'm too ticklish to be tackled. But you fellas, do you think you know so much more about making love than the girls do? I don't believe that.
Well, we do. We've had the experience in the first place, and we've got these big, strong arms to hug them with.
Oh, well, I've got strong arms. I'd put my arms against any fellas any day. Yes, sir.
Well, another advantage we have, too, is that we fellas don't use lipstick to get our lips all out of shape, you know.
Well, I'd put my lips up against any fellas any time.
I'll tell you one thing, Minnie. Look at me. Look,
yes, sir.
Look me square in the puss there.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you one thing. When old Arch kisses one brother, they stay kissed.
Well, you go ahead with your way, and I'll go with mine. You kiss them, they stay kissed. I like to kiss them and have them come back for more. And come again back and
well,
back.
Minnie, I'll tell you, I wouldn't mind kissing you, but you're just a little, I hate to say this, but you're too old for me, Minnie.
Too old? How old are you, Grandpa?
Please. I'll have you know one thing, I'm around 29.
You around 29?
Yes.
Well, all I can say is it must be your second time around. Bye now. See you next week.
This is Marty Robbins for Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco.
All the proof is in the puffin', in the puffin', in the puffin', and PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA. It's the freshest
rinse out,
mild and mellow.
That's PA.
Cool and steady burning.
Rinse out.
Mild and mellow flavor and cool and steady burning, Prince Albert. That's P.A. All the proof is in the puffin', and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A.
No truer words were ever sung. The proof is in the puffin. And you'll find that PA in your pipe means cool, comfortable smoking. So look for the bright red package of Prince Albert smoking tobacco. It's always fresh.
Now it's time we welcome back our special guest once again. So here he is, Bobby Helms, singing his latest recording that's really moving up all over the country, The Lonely River Rhyme.
It was spring in Munich on the Rhine. I was lonesome for the girl I'd left behind. So I stole what happiness my heart could find from a German girl there on the River Rhine. She thought I was free right from the start. I said love words like an actor plays a part. Till one day I knew I meant them from the heart. I found foreign love there on the River Rhine. In the cold and lonely River Rhine lies my little darling, my Fraulein. Cold and lonely River Rhine lies my little darling, my Fraulein. When she learned I had a wife from the bank, she took her life. I lost her to the lonely River Rhine.
Thank you, Bobby. Thank you very much for a great song. And while I've got you here, may I thank you for being with us tonight?
Thank you, doll. The pleasure is all mine.
Yes, sir. You're always welcome, Bobby. And now here's another of our Opry regulars, Grandpa Jones, who plays and sings, I Don't Love Nobody.
Gal named Dinah, and I told her for my wife. Told her that I loved her, asked her to be wed. But she didn't hesitate a bit, and this is what she said.
I don't love nobody, nobody loves me. You just after my money, don't care for me. Always have been single, always have been free.
Thank you.
you don't love anybody, everybody loves you.
Well, that's for certain, Doyle, and this is enough of all this talking now from us. It's time that you and Teddy sang us another song. So here they are, neighbors, the Wilburn Brothers with their latest record, The Best of All My Heartaches.
Everyone before you I've forgotten, but the heartache you gave me is here to stay. You are the best of all my heartaches. I treasure this one more than all the rest, and I don't ever want to forget. Of all the heartaches I have known, you are the best. You are the best of all my heartaches. I treasure this one more than all the rest, and I don't ever want to forget you. Of all the heartaches I have known, you are the
session up, folks, but before we go, we'd like to let everybody know how nice it's been having so many of you here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. We'd like to invite all of you back next week for a great show starring Ernest Tubb, and the Glazer Brothers will be along as his guests.
Until then, this is Teddy.
And I'm Doyle.
The Wilburn Brothers.
Saying thanks, and we'll be looking for you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
If you're smoking more now, but enjoying it less, then you should change to Camels. If you want more flavor and mildness too,
then you should change to Camels.
So have a real cigarette, have a Camel.
Have a Camel.
Have a real cigarette.
Have a real cigarette.
Have a Camel cigarette. The best tobacco makes the best smoke.
Have a Camel, have a real smoke.
For the flavor and mildness you'd like to get,
light up the Camel cigarette.
So have a real cigarette, have a Camel.
Have a Camel.
Have a real cigarette.
Have a real cigarette.
Have a Camel cigarette.
If you are smoking more now, but enjoying it less, change to Camels. Get complete smoking satisfaction each and every time you light up. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.